David, what's happening?
Not much. I was wondering what was going on out there. You guys made any headway?
Dan and I are out here. Brandon's still with us for about another 10 minutes. We're redoing, checking all the connections, checking all the wires, tightening stuff, doing some more readings. Nothing is showing up as something bad. I mean, we're at a loss here. So we're at Ryan right now. We're going to head back over to Clinton here in a few minutes. Do a couple more tests over there, but I'm not sure.
The track circuit's been down hard the whole time and hasn't come back up and went back down.
On the transmit end, I took out 0.8 ohms on the resistor just for a temporary test, and it picked. And so it was really pretty nice at being picked like that. And it did bring the track circuit up to 0.9 volts. And train went through, worked fine, dropped and picked and like it was supposed to. We tripped all around in there. We can't find the problem. But we do have an old Zebon here that we opened up and looked at. It actually looks really good on the inside of it. But I don't know from there. I mean, we took a whole bunch of readings and there's nothing jumping out at us as of yet. But we're going to head back to Clinton here and do a couple more readings. And
I copy. We got the incorrect clamps. We didn't have a ball stud to connect to for the temporary wire. I had to run back to the barn. I asked a couple jack guys to come out and take calls, so maybe the other two can work together instead of one taking calls and one doing the work. So I'm heading back to the 60th to catch the train back out there right now.
Okay, I copy that. Yeah, I'll we're going to go back to Clinton and I'll let you know what we come up with.
Copy that. See you later.